Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Marissa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Zach?
Good. I talked with your husband yesterday. I think you were
Yeah, I ran to the
away.
grocery store. Yep.
Yeah. I was just calling to see if he had talked with you about everything.
He did. Yeah, I don't think we're gonna probably be able to make that work. We just need to sell this house and like be done with it. So I think, and we're looking for like more of a conventional sale just because we want to be able to buy our own house, and like languishing in that middle ground is probably not a good fit for us. So
Right. Now he had told me that you guys were going to be at your next place renting for about 10 years.
no, probably a year. I don't know why he would say
Okay.
10 years. Yeah, we're
Okay.
only
Maybe
like
we.
we're looking for a year, and then that's going to allow us to like get to know the neighborhood and just keep an eye open, and hopefully the house will be sold by then. But if it comes down to it, we need to rent. I think this is just a case of poor sales tactics, to be very honest, and for whatever reason it kind of snowballed into an S show. This house has sold within a week since 1985. It sold like four times or something. So that like I don't buy that it's like, a property that we need to like really worry about. I think that it's probably in our best interest and like that of our kids to look for a conditional sale.
Okay. That sounds good. I guess. When I had talked to him, he had seemed like he was, interested in it, and it would work out for you guys, but hey, I mean.
Yeah, I think, you get to a place of fear, and that's not a good place for us to be. And just like evaluating it and seeing what the real truth is, I think it's very likely that we will sell. Just looking in the neighborhood and like taking the schools into account, all that. So I think we're being reasonable about our price and like beyond reasonable. I think it's going to be like a huge deal for somebody in this neighborhood. So all we got to do is find smart buyers that know that these small little things are actually not a big deal, and they're getting a bang up deal with tons of equity. So we're gonna have to wait, and it's an uncomfortable place to be. So I think he was, worried about our family, about our future, about all the things, but it's time to just kind of jump out in faith, I think, a little bit and figure out a better realtor, to be very honest. So
Well, I
I think once
appreciate
we
it. I'll
hear back,
definitely give you a call, one way or the other.
okay. And I wish you the best. I know that you're a salesperson, but it was very nice to have someone to talk to, which is so random to say. But thank you for listening and your time throughout the process. I'm sorry that we're not able to do that. I wish you the best,
Absolutely.
though.
All right. Well, I thank you.
Yeah, have a great day.
You too.